Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jacob Elordi. Let's talk about it. Our style icon. When did you first encounter him? Do you love him? Do you love him as much as I do?
Can I get clarification?
Yeah.
What's his date of birth?
I think he's my age.
Ah, that's grand.
And I'm younger than you. Just
yeah, but not that younger.
A bit
and I'm
younger.
Gay, so you take 5. Years
no,
off.
I don't think that's
it's
how
true.
It works.
And if you're a fag hag like you, you take...
Fuck's sake, 1997. Oh, he's 26. That's still fine, though. 26 in Australian. People, a lot of people forget.
They're a bit mature. Is that
yeah.
Are they? Okay. Smash.
Smash. Do you love him?
Do I love him? Yeah, I do actually. I think I do. I think I'm in love with him.
You didn't watch him in The Kissing Booth though, did you? The Kissing Booth franchise.
No, I've seen him in Saltburn and I've seen him in Euphoria.
You watch Euphoria, yeah.
Yeah, I watch Euphoria
you
as
need,
well.
Well, I was about to say you need to watch The Kissing Booth film franchise. I'm not sure if you do.
Like,
it's very straight.
Is it?
Yeah. It's no. Very, if I can explain it to you, I'm pretty sure it's based on, yeah, based on novels written by Beth Rieckels. It's about this girl, Elle, who's played by, what is her name? Joey King. Played by Joey King. And the complications that arise when she begins dating her best friend's older brother.
And is he the older brother?
He's the friend. But he's like such a bad,
oh, okay.
When I say, we actually watched this during COVID, we watched it down, and it was when... You were allowed to kind of travel again. So it was like my first big trip away with the gang of girls at home in Cork.
Yeah.
And we went to this massive house in Clare that you now can't rent out as an Airbnb because they finally sold it. It's so devastating. And when I say I screamed, roaring, crying on the couch because we watched it during the day and I was
really?
Also hungover. When I say I have photos, I might actually, I'll attach them to this post.
Was he in love with the friend then?
He's in love with them. No, because the friend was a boy. You can be gay in movies. But
so the friend who was a boy?
No, sorry. Jacob Elordi's character, whose name I can't remember.
Okay, let's call him Jacob.
Was the friend's... Was the brother's friend. And then the sister started dating him. And then there's all these complications because he's a little bit older and blah, blah, blah.
I wouldn't mind if Jacob Elordi played a gay character.
Yeah. But technically, he is kind of bi in Saltburn, no? Bi vibes. Can you hear the scratch off my screen because it's so fucking dirty?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Was he gay in Euphoria or was he just weirded out because his dad's a prick?
No, he is gay, but he's closeted.
Okay.
I will say, he is so brilliant in that role.
Fantastic.
I think he's called Nate. Nate. He's like American footballer and he starts texting Hunter Schafer's character.
Yeah.
Whose name I cannot remember.
Look, you know me, I'm shocking with a memory. Like, I watched Euphoria to live in the moment and then I never think about it again.
I avoided Euphoria for so long and I wish I hadn't because it is so brilliant.
You
it's
know the
so
way
good.
It's coming back, right?
Yeah.
But it was postponed or it was put off because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, is he after getting too big for it now?
But
is
that's what he's kind of said. He's like, he's hoping they shoot it soon because, like, otherwise he's going to be going down there in a... in a Zimmer frame, I think is what he said.
He said they need a Benjamin Button type of
literally stuff. Like, yeah.
And I understand that, like, you know what I mean?
That's the same with all the characters, and it's the same with Stranger Things as well. Like,
they all, it's silly. It's silly, you know what I mean?
It's so silly.
But can I just say as well?
Yeah.
He, so like, what I love about him actually is like, even when he did Saturday Night Live, he was dressed so casually. Like he just wore that cardigan and stuff. He looked so fucking good. But if I tried to wear that, I'd look like a fucking ham.
Yeah, but okay, I'm going to be honest though. Is he just tall and skinny?
Well, I was just going to go with that and say he
it's
has
a skinny
the
privilege, like.
It's skinny privilege, but he has a handsome face as well, Lofanula. Yeah, he's true. He's a gorgeous boy. He's a lovely person, actually.
He's a lovely person. Do you know him personally?
No, but I wish I did.
Hang on, I'm nearly at the pictures of me crying watching Kissing Booth. What was the other thing I was going to... Did you think he was funny on Saturday Night Live?
Because
this is what we were talking
about. I only watched clips.
Me and Bree were talking about it last week, and I was like, I need him to be funny. I was willing it into existence, and I was like, I think he could be. I don't know if Saturday Night Live was that good. No, that's not necessarily his fault. It's the writers, like. But
from what I saw,
you loved it.
No.
Okay.
The others made him funny.
Yeah.
But I did see one or two clips with him and Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
And he was way funnier.
Yeah.
And I think it was because it's off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an artist and you're, like, creative and you're an actor, like, you're kind of... You're going to have some sort of a sense of humour, typically.
Yeah,
even if it's kind of batshit crazy.
I just don't know if he's good at, like, the really scripted...
Well, you see, that's
comedy.
Easy. But I even find myself, like, I'm hilarious.
Oh, I know you find yourself
hilarious. I'm hilarious, but if you ask me to read something, I panic.